the tongue goes out and there's the thing goes across the tongue. And that's where the horses, the traces are hooked to. I can't think.
Can you have a double tree?
Yeah. Well, there's one on each side, you know. You have to each horse.
For each single tree.
Uh-huh. It has the lines, you know, that hooks through the wagon gear, you know. I've got two hanging on the wall that I have put, that goes around the collar that the reins go through.
Well, what about a, let's say if you saw a man with a wagon full of wood go by your house, and then you come back with a wagon empty, and you see him go back with a wagon full, and he come back with empty, just do this all day, you'd say he was doing what?
All in wood. That's all he'd be doing.
Okay.
Right.
What about a, if you were going down the road with a big old log or something, big tree and falling across the road,
mm-hmm.
you might have to get yourself a rope tied around that tree and try to
pull it back out of the road. Most of the time they get across that saw and saw it up first, you know, and just roll the logs out.
Snake the log out.
Mm-hmm. Snake them out.
Would that be the same thing as trying to snake it?
Yeah, snake it out of the road.
Drag it out of the road.
That's right. Snake it, drag it out of the road.
That's right.
Snake it out of the road.
When you get ready to plant something, what do you call that thing that you use to break up the dirt?
A buster.
Buster. Is that the same as, would people call that by any other name, do you reckon?
Well, that's just, I just always call it a buster plow. It's got a
buster plow.
It's
pointing
a,
on each side.
It's a thing that goes down and point and comes up with wings on the back, you see, and it busts the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Then in, when you get ready to plow it, well, you just use one thing called a turning plow. That's just high for what that looks like a buster.
So there are different types of
plows. Yeah, right.
Is there any kind of plow that you would use to break it up real fine?
Disc.
Cultivator and disc.
Disc.
A disc is what they usually that's busted. You use a buster and break it up and then they run the disc over it to cut it.
Is that the same thing as a harrow?
No.
No, a harrow is
level
it off with. Level it down.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you ever seen any of these? It's really this kind of a wooden frame that, I don't know. The one I'm thinking about is shaped like an X, like this. Mm-hmm. And you might see either a carpenter or a farmer place a log right there in the middle of that X.
Yeah.
So he could saw it.
Yeah.
You know what you call that X shape?
What do you call it, man?
I don't know.
See, put that cross, see, they put that log in, that's all it too.
Horses?
Horses,
all I've ever known.
Horses.
A horse is, I mean, it's a sawhorse, is what they put to. No, they put them to saw lumber on.
Is that, because a sawhorse kind of shaped like the letter A?
Yeah. Right. That's a sawhorse.
Have you ever heard of anything called a sawbuck?
Yeah, but I don't know what a sawbuck is.
You don't know what a sawbuck is?
Mm-mm. I've heard the word.
All right. What about sometimes at barber shops, I don't know if you still see them or not, if you went in to get a shave, the barber would take his straight razor and he'd sharpen it on
razor strap.
Razor strap.
Strap, razor strap.
Yeah. Made out of razor.
Sure is.
I don't suppose you see too many of those.
Not me.
No. I'll tell you what I went this morning. I've been going out for years. I was in Cuxton getting an old barber that used to barber here in Toy Town 25, 30 years ago. When I got a haircut.